This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. It is a live Saturday edition. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free number for you. It's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on that site are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites.
Bunch of little skin flints.
Yeah, ours is free, so enjoy that on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out here tonight. Quick update on the D.C. Madam case. And then, Mark, you got a story about jobs. Apparently, there's all kinds of new jobs hitting the marketplace. We'll find out.
You heard the economy was in the crapper, but it's not so.
Well, we'll see about that. but first, to, I believe, yes, WESH.com from Orlando, the building manager of a Central Florida condominium said he spent time talking to Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, on Monday, that's shortly before her untimely death, as she packed to go to her mother's house, and he says she didn't seem suicidal. Deborah Jean Palfrey has many ties to Central Florida. For the past 12 years, she's owned a condo at the Park Lake Towers in Orlando. The building's manager, who didn't want to show his face, talked with Palfrey Monday before she left for her mother's in Tarpon Springs. He strongly believes that Palfrey's death was not a suicide. And here's what he had to say.
Well, she was found hanging in her mother's...
in a shed.
A shed.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't suicide, it was a really sick, weird murder.
Jean Palfrey was a class act, he said. She wore very good clothes. She was well-educated. Her way out of this world certainly would not have been in an aluminum shed attached to a mobile home in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Palfrey was convicted of running a high-profile escort service for Washington's elite and faced a sentencing this summer that would likely lead to many years in prison. But she was found hanged Thursday at her mother's home, and investigators said they have no doubt it was a suicide. According to the Tarpon Springs Police Department, he said a couple of handwritten notes, at least one was found inside the residence indicating her intent to take her life. Palfrey's building manager said she often told him she believed she was being followed, and he thinks that there may have been some former clients of her escort service who wanted her dead.
Her escort service was in Washington, D.C., and that's, you know, the seat of power in the world. I would imagine there are people out there that would, you know, really hate the idea if they got found out.
The building manager said that she insinuated there's a contract out for her, and I fully believe they succeeded. Palfrey's Lexus is still parked in the Park Lake garage, and the staff said on Monday that she asked about making sure her condo fees would continue to be paid during what Palfrey anticipated would be 6 years in prison. So she had gone to her condo to make sure that her fees would be A-OK for the next 6 years. She was planning to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
If she was planning to suicide herself, why would she bother going through those steps?
Wouldn't really matter, would it?
Then they said she left that day with some suitcases and a box. She had one white paper file box. She told me had some important paper with her, and then she just kind of raised her eyebrows like you're supposed to think, oh, yeah, that's all the information she had on her business in Washington, said the building manager. Palfrey never denied running an escort service for 13 years, but she did deny any knowledge that any illegal sexual activity was occurring. Now, add this to her mother, who has said that she had no indication whatsoever that her daughter was suicidal. Add that to an appearance that she made on the Alex Jones radio program 2 months earlier and several times before that, where she suggested that she was absolutely not suicidal. And she has suggested in the past that if she turns up dead, that one should consider that a murder.
Hmm.
Yet the authorities are saying this is definitely a suicide and case closed. So what's the real story? We probably won't ever find out.
I suspect we won't.
But it's kind of interesting that a woman like Deborah Jean Palfrey, who has some serious dirt, no doubt, on a number of D.C. area characters, turns up dead. Very interesting.
Yeah, I you know, it's difficult to speculate, but when you're talking about power to the level that the people in Washington, D.C. have power, mm-hmm. it makes perfectly good sense to me that some unscrupulous people would want to rise to that power. Some unscrupulous people won't be able, most unscrupulous people wouldn't be able to sort of be good enough long enough in order to get that kind of power. But there, you know, statistically, there have to be some.
Sure.
In 300 million people, some of those people are able to rise to power in, you know, seats like Washington, D.C. Those people, those unscrupulous people, would do anything to keep the power that they have. And of surely the murder of a madam who's going to be questioned about, you know, oh, that lady's crazy. She thinks somebody wants to kill her. She's always talking about people following her and that kind of thing.
All well, right. If she's going to die or if she's, excuse me, if she's going to go to jail, then she might as well just let the, you know, spill the beans on who's who in D.C. and who's effing who and all that.
The thing that bothers me the most about the case is, there are these escort services in every major city in the United States and most minor ones. Why her? Why that one? It just doesn't happen that often. They don't bust them. Think about it in your town.
That's a good question.
There are, especially when you think about Florida down there, there are lingerie modeling studios and intimate salons all over the place. It's not so much the rest of the country that I've traveled, but there's these kind of places all over. And escort services? Sure, I think that the owner of an escort service wouldn't could tell his or her girls, no, you can't have sex with the clients. That's prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys work something out, please don't tell me about it.
I don't know, Mark. I can't tell you why they would have chosen Ms. Palfrey, especially if they had known that she had some damaging information. That's hard for me to speculate about.
Doesn't it make sense that, let's say there's a red team and a blue team out there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it make sense that somebody, let's say, on the red team knows that somebody on the blue team has been to Ms. Palfrey's establishment, or, you know, frequented Ms. Palfrey's
her business. Women. Yeah.
Yeah, her gals. The red team decides to bust the blue team, so the blue team gets in trouble. The blue team says, whoa, no, I'm not getting in trouble, and does whatever politically expedient to keep Miss Palfrey quiet for a while, and then sends some goons out to shut her up permanently. Is it possible?
It's possible. And you have to ask yourself, well, what about the hanging? I mean, how difficult would it be to get someone to hang once? I mean, if you've got a goon squad that comes to see Miss Palfrey, and they're threatening her physically, well, why wouldn't she just take a bullet instead of actually following their orders and hanging herself? Perhaps they threatened her mother. Perhaps they threatened people that she cared about to where, okay, look, Deb,
you're going to die today.
Right. You put your head in that noose and we won't kill anyone else. Right? You write this note, write the notes, put your head in the noose, and your mom won't die. That would probably be the motivation necessary.
Seems like one.
So there's just a lot of evidence out there that says this woman would never have killed herself, but yet the case is closed, and it's all over and done with as far as the government's concerned. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Jeff in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I tell you, I'd like to talk a little bit about the media, which kind of plays into what you guys are talking about. And starting back in the early days of the Cold War, the late 40s, the CIA began a secret project called Operation Mockingbird. You can type it in a Google search. And basically, with intent of buying influence behind the scenes of the major media outlets, putting reporters on the CIA payroll. And the thing I wanted to point out is that, you know, major networks are primarily controlled by giant corporations that are, you know, put their profits of their investors ahead of all other considerations. And, you know, there were about 50 corporations, you know, a few decades ago that was, you know, considered monopolistic by many. But today these companies have, you know, become larger and fewer in number. And, of course, the bigger ones absorb their rivals is pretty much how it works. And a lot of the media corporations share members of the board of directors with a variety of other corporations, including banks, investment companies, oil companies, healthcare, pharmaceutical, technological, and all other kind of stuff. But my point is this. We don't have a free press, and what this means was...
Well, that's not true.
Well,
how do you explain this show?
Well, I'm talking about the major media, the mainstream media.
How many affiliates do we have to have before we're mainstream?
Well, what my point is this.
That's a fair question, Jeff. How many affiliates do we have to have?
Anybody can file a lawsuit against the major media and the CIA for
Nothing's stopping you from finding a few investors and starting up your own TV station and getting it cleared on various different cable providers.
The First Amendment says we have a right to a free press, and we don't have a free press.
Go start your own, Jeff. Quit complaining. Thanks for the call. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those. Including the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts. lots of stuff to talk about there, and it's all free. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've done it. It is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You know, if you don't have a will, get one. Your family will thank you. Use code FTL. You can save $10 off that will or anything else. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. I believe we have a call on the line. Mark, why don't you tell me who that is, because I had to reboot my computer.
I've got Tom from California.
Excellent. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGOE.
All right. Good to be on. I just had a real weird question. I mean, I haven't seen any pictures of this suicide, but it seems, you know, they're playing it off, or they're saying that it was in the aluminum shed adjacent to her trailer.
Yes.
Generally, like, I don't know if she's in a trailer park or whatever, but it brings to mind, like, one of those little Sears garden sheds.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think that a person could stand on the main beam that goes across one of those flimsy things, much less hang themselves from the inside. They're not very tall, and they're just not that strong.
I hadn't thought about that, but it does make, I mean, you know, those things are flimsy, and I would think it would be very difficult to hang oneself in them, and the ceiling isn't tall at all. The one I recall in my grandmother's backyard, a man could stand up and touch his head on.
Well, she may have been a short lady, little lady.
It could be a particularly tall one, too.
Yeah, it's hard. That's hard to say, but that's speculation.
I know it's subtle speculation, but somebody might want to look into that if they can get a photograph. I mean, I don't want, not to be macabre or anything, but I mean, did she have some other apparatus inside the thing that she hung herself from or what? Because generally, yeah, those things are kind of, it brings to mind, everybody's thinking this little garden shed, nobody's thinking, I mean, it's like 9/11, you know, oh, the building fell, a plane hit it, but nobody's thinking structurally there, maybe.
So far, all of the actual evidence has been withheld. They haven't released any of the notes, and they haven't released, certainly have not released any photos, and the case has been closed, so I don't know, will we ever see the notes? Will there ever be any photos that come out? Who knows? Or will this all just be shoved under the rug?
Yeah, probably shoved under the rug. But I thought I'd throw that out there for people that like to Google stuff and see if they could find something out, because that just sounds kind of odd, doesn't it?
Tom, thank you for the call tonight.
All right, certainly appreciate it.
You did a great
job.
Yes, sir. 1-800-259-9231. All right. So, Mark, you had something, I guess, some sort of story tonight that you wanted to tell us about.
I do, from the USA Today. federal, state, and local governments are hiring new workers at the fastest pace in 6 years, helping offset the job losses in the private sector.
Wait, where's this from?
USA Today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not the case, because jobs being lost from the private sector can't offset, you cannot offset that by creating government jobs.
No.
Sure, you may create a job for someone and they might be able to get a paycheck.
And I'm sure that they will appreciate that paycheck.
But government people don't produce anything
for the most part. You know, like obviously police departments provide security that if in their absence the private market would want, would have to pay for, and fire departments and those kind of things. Garbage company, you know, garbage men, they pick up the trash.
But most government people are bureaucrats,
right,
and they don't provide a product or service that's being demanded by the marketplace. They're parasitic in that government bureaucracy can only exist when it's funded by you and I, people who exist in the private marketplace, people who are really providing products and services to the marketplace and are paying taxes to the government. Government takes those tax dollars and then distributes it amongst all of its various programs. And, of course, they get to print out money, too, so they can make as much money as they want.
That's a fun part of the job.
But, sorry, that does not follow. Government bureaucrats do not produce. They suck off your wealth. You and I would be wealthier if we didn't have this government parasite around making us, impoverishing us. I mean, imagine if you got to keep all the money that you earned every single year. Imagine all of the jobs that could result in being created. If every person in America was able to keep the money that they earned and decide for themselves how to spend it or invest it or save it, then that would result in new businesses opening up. It would result in existing businesses expanding their business, hiring on new people, and it would result in real productive jobs being created instead of more government parasite jobs. This is not a good indicator at all.
And a government job, a person in a government job, they don't operate in the same way that somebody else does in the free market, in a free market system. You know, a cop doesn't operate in the same way a security guard does, and, you know, a professional firefighter doesn't operate in the same way, you know, one that would be paid by the free market. And there are actually fire departments in the United States. I know of one in Vermont, which is a private fire department that is employed by the city, or the town, I should say. So, I mean, these
There's
things...
also truly private fire protection as well.
Yeah, that's true. So these things do happen. But government doesn't respond to the market the same way that you know, businesses do. They don't. There's no customer service with government. But why should there be? You know, there may be a little bit because the guy in charge says we're going to serve the public. But you know, they're not going to get fired and all those other things. You know how difficult it is to fire a government employee? A heck of a lot more difficult than it is to fire a private sector one.
In case you're having trouble following what we're talking about here, this USA Today article, can you read that first sentence again?
Federal, state, and local governments are hiring new workers at the fastest pace in 6 years, helping offset job losses in the private sector.
All right, now look, if you are having trouble following the point we're making here, just imagine for yourself if the Fed, state, and local governments started hiring more and more and more and more and more to the point where 75, 85, 95, 99%.
If government jobs are so great and the government can do such a good job at things, why don't we let the government grow our food and distribute that food and run the supermarkets? Oh, yeah, that's what they did in the Soviet Union, and that's why they had bread lines, and that's what we would have if we did such a thing.
Yeah.
And it's not quarantined to just food. Food isn't the only thing the government can do well. The government can't do anything right. Nothing. And by that, I mean nothing. Even jobs like fire departments and police and FBI and those kind of things, they don't respond in the same way. And here's what I'm trying to say. If I were to go out tomorrow and my wife sent me out to buy a car and I, you know, go out and get a nice solid car. So I go out and I buy a Honda Accord or the new Pontiac G6. If I buy that car and I come back with it, I've been successful, right? Wrong. I went out and bought that car for $80,000 instead of the $20,000 or $25,000 that it costs. That's a failure. Because that's what the government does every single time. Every time the government spends too much money. The government is inefficient. The government gets its money in an evil manner. It demands money from you or it will throw you in jail or take your house. How can we do good? How can there be good things done, whether that's a war in Iraq or feeding the hungry? How can you do something good by doing something bad in the process, stealing people's money?
Yeah, it cancels it out, in my opinion.
And stealing is, you know, taking something through either subterfuge, violence,
threat
or threat of violence.
Yeah.
And that's what the government does. The government threatens you and says, we're going to steal your house from you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to kidnap you and put you in jail if you don't play along.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to call in, comment on that, or bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. We'll talk to Matt in Florida next and take your calls as well about anything. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. 1 child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Live Saturday edition. Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, and that includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and proof they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live and meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We go to the phone calls. Matt in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Matt.
Hey, folks. How are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, before I do that, I actually wanted to start out by saying this. Making copies. All right. Now, you guys helped me with a problem a few weeks ago, and I want to say thank you.
What's that problem?
I'm the one with the psychotic family who argues about politics at the dinner table.
Oh, like the mother was a lifelong Democrat, father's a dyed-in-the-wool Republican or something like that?
And I'm the same one.
Gotcha. So,
fellas, I have good news.
How did it help, or how did we help you, or how did it apply to your life? Go ahead and tell us about it.
My family has become much more happy at the dinner table because I actually gave them an ultimatum.
Hmm.
And I took your advice, and I said, you know, perhaps we could do this and perhaps we could do that. And it worked for a little while, and then it went back to the same old way, so I gave them my ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
And my ultimatum was this. either you stop arguing about politics during dinner, or when I'm done with college, I don't live in Chicago.
Hmm.
And
that's where
you
they
know,
live.
When I say something like that, I mean it. I mean, when I say something, I mean it.
Yeah.
And they said, hold on, let's huddle. They go over there and they do the little parental, you know he's going to do it. Yeah, well. And they came back and said, okay. And they refused to argue. No.
Oh, well, congratulations.
So, thank you, fellas. And on a brief side note, can I ask you a separate question, if it's all right?
Go sure. Right ahead.
Do you know Joyce Kaufman?
Nope.
You air on her radio station. She is a
Right. Oh, she's the afternoon drive host there on WFTL during the week.
Yes.
Okay, I have been on her show one time, very briefly, and we argued about immigration for like 10 minutes. But what about her?
Well, first of all, let me just say, the woman argues with herself about immigration. That's mm-hmm. how she gets her kick. She looks in the mirror and argues with herself.
Okay.
Joyce Kaufman. Now, I've never really, I don't remember hearing your stance on carrying a concealed weapon. What's your...
I think you should be able to carry concealed, carry open, and I don't think you should have to ask the government for permission.
My Constitution says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means you can't infringe it. And telling somebody whether they can carry it or not concealed sounds like an infringement to keep and bear arms.
All right.
I think it's unconstitutional.
That. Now, here's my question. And I'm more than understanding that it's all right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, you have a nut job like Joyce Kaufman saying on the radio, like, honest to God, fellas, she says, no matter what, if anybody comes near me, I'll blow them away.
What is she talking about? Who's
in
regards to
away.
What?
Like, if somebody comes, a couple months ago, there was a guy who noticed that these two men were breaking into his neighbor's house,
mm-hmm.
and he shot him dead. You guys recall that?
Yeah,
that was
I
in
think
Texas.
We talked about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in Texas.
She gets close to that, but she takes it to a whole another level. I mean, to listen, I know you guys don't get a chance to listen to her show too much, but to listen to this woman rant like this, it's terrifying.
Well, talk is cheap.
Like,
talk is cheap.
Me, has
she Matt, has she blown anyone away yet?
No, but she thinks she's a self-defense master. The woman's insane. That's my problem. I feel like she doesn't think straight, and we give the... I'm okay with people carrying weapons, but I'm not okay with lunatic staring.
Well, the problem you're going to run into here is as soon as you let the government get into the world of deciding who can and who can't carry a weapon, then inevitably they'll continue to decide that fewer and fewer people can carry weapons, and that's what we're seeing happen today, where it's getting more and more difficult for regular folk to get their hands on firearms. Either they have to go through a waiting period, or if they've been to some sort of mental health clinic at some point in their lives, then they're disqualified. It's just becoming more and more controlled. Controlling. And, you know, the fact is, if people were allowed to carry weapons to defend themselves, all things would relatively be fine in the wash. I mean, up here in New Hampshire, you can open carry firearms. In Vermont, there is no concealed carry permit. Anyone and anybody can pack heat, and you don't have to tell anybody about it. And there's very few gun deaths at all in Vermont and also Alaska, where the laws are very similar. And it's not because of population. It's per capita. So more gun freedom equals less gun crime and gun deaths, interestingly enough. Sure, there might be some crazies out they're packing heat, but they're not crazy enough to the point where they're going to start shooting people because they understand that they are going to probably die if they go and, you know, go on a rampage. So just the natural incentives to want to continue breathing are kind of in play here, and that's why crazy people like Ms. Kaufman don't actually go and blow people away like they say they might.
Right. Gunfighters die of gun deaths. You know, you whip out a gun and you're going to die from it.
Yeah,
likely.
So. And besides, you know,
thank you, fellas. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, Matt. And also, just to add something to that thought, if the government creates these laws, which it's doing, I mean, New York City, you can't legally carry a weapon. Washington, D.C., you can't legally carry a weapon. More states are becoming more restrictive over time. The federal government becoming more restrictive over time. But even if you outlaw guns, that doesn't stop people from carrying them. I mean, that's probably the most basic thing you need to understand. You can pass all the laws you want to about firearms. It's not going to force me to turn the ones I have in. And secondly, it won't stop me from getting my hands on them through the black market if that's what I really want to do. Yeah, so therefore, it won't stop those who are determined to go and cause trouble, to wreak havoc. The firearms laws did not stop the school shooters who are all underage. They shouldn't have been able to legally buy firearms.
You mean in the Columbine ones?
Whatever.
Well, but not the Virginia Tech ones. We're talking about college students. They'd be old enough to carry
firearms.
Okay,
yeah, I mean the high school shooters. The high school shooters.
Yeah, the fact is, if in, say, the Virginia Tech slayings, which of which there have been many, but it's one of the more recent ones, if somebody in that room had been carrying a weapon, which was illegal on that campus, or against the rules, if they had been carrying a weapon, well, that guy, Who or Chu or whatever his name was, mm-hmm. would have been dead, and he wouldn't have killed 20 people or whatever it was. It would have just been a couple, few people. Wouldn't that be great? That tragedy would have been averted.
You can have it two ways.
A gun's a tool.
Right.
You can't get all upset about tools.
You can have it one of two ways. Way number one is how we have it now, where gun regulations continue to increase to the point where eventually very few regular folk can actually put their hands on a firearm. And in that case, then the only people that can actually access weapons are crazy people, criminals,
right.
and the government. Pretty much are criminals. So it's that choice or the choice of gun freedom, where anybody who wants one can have a gun. It's your choice. And it seems to me that all the evidence points to, if you are able to carry guns freely, then there's less violence. That's just the evidence. So there you go. Mark, final point, and we'll go to the calls.
That's it.
All right, let's continue with your calls. It's Paula, ladies first. Paula, listening on WFTL in Florida. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm asking for help. I'm a nice old lady from Florida
uh-huh.
who decided that since everybody says it can't be done and nobody else will do it, I am trying to start a third party.
Okay. Oh. Well, there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, what kind of third party?
I have a video on YouTube called Help Grandma Save America.
Hmm.
And on the internet, it's runitedparty.com.
I'd like you to tell me more about it, if you don't mind. Hang on, we're going to bring you back, Paula. She wants to start a third party. Let's find out why she wants to start the third party. What is its tenets going to be? What will its belief system be? Let's talk more with Paula here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You've got to buy stuff, so you might as well buy it there. You'll get great prices, the brands you trust. You'll probably get free Super Saver shipping. That's available on a whole bunch of their products. 41 categories for you to shop in. And the best thing is, besides all that, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So get your shopping done. As we go back to Paula in Florida, listening on WFTL. Now, Paula, you were telling us that you are apparently a grandmother and you're fed up with the two-party system, and so you want to start a third party. What was the party going to be called again?
Our United Party.
Okay, and what was it that was the impetus for this, Paula? What made you decide to go and do this?
I feel that if any one of the three candidates gets elected as president, that our life as we know it is totally over in America.
That's pretty dramatic. I do think that they all stink. I would agree with you there.
Everything that you have said, I agree with. But when you talk to the experts, and I have, I've talked to the professors in charge of political science at the universities, all different kinds of people. They all say, oh, absolutely, it should be done, but it can't be done. And
that's what I've heard, too.
I don't feel that way. I think it can be done. All it needs is all of us to stick together and do it.
You're right about that.
Well, we do know that starting a third party can be done. As Mark said before, there are a number of them that already are in existence.
No, it has to be a successful one.
There's
a whole big difference.
Yeah, okay. It's a big difference.
And this is also the trickiest part, right? I mean, there are some third parties that have been out there trying to be successful, like the Libertarian Party, for instance, that I just actually revoked my membership in last week. They've been trying to be successful for decades. What is it
Mine's a new concept.
What is it? How is yours going to be different that will be successful?
Mine is a totally new concept. It's a party that we all are the party, and there's no elections. as far as, you know, primaries or anything like that.
Okay.
We pick a candidate, and I picked one for president and vice president only because I felt I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to meet stringent criteria.
Can you give me a few examples of those?
Anybody we know?
All right, who I picked for president, for the presidential candidate, that's on Help Grandma Save America. I have the whole video on it. But I picked Joe Lieberman.
Yeah.
Only
Why?
Because he's scandal-free. I couldn't find anybody
That's all?
Else
that was your only qualification? Does
no.
your Does your party
he's
have any principles?
He's bipartisan. He's scandal-free. He's totally, totally experienced, which is the main criteria.
That, to me, is not a good thing. I'm not interested in having someone who's experienced being a criminal.
Thieves.
Yeah.
It has to be a bipartisan because of the horrible state that we're in right now.
You know,
we have to have somebody...
I understand the horrible state. I totally get it. I feel the same way, that the federal government has turned away from the principles of the Constitution and that it's doing, you know, it's doing more harm than good, in my opinion. But I really think that secession's the way to go. What if Florida just decided, you know what, we're sick of this stuff. We're taking, you know, we're taking Charlie Crist and we're going. And decided, you know,
wouldn't
we're not
easier. If that happened, the powers to be would have the militia in here so fast.
Yeah.
You really think so?
Locking us up in our attic that it wouldn't be funny.
This isn't 1860. They're not going to kill, you know, I mean,
no,
people are from all over
us.
In Florida.
They're not going to kill us. They're
what
just
would they
trying
do?
To make sure that it can't happen.
So the powers that be, then, are the ones that would likely still be in power in Washington, D.C.,
no,
these people that would send militia after you. These are the people that you're proposing to keep in.
The bureaucrats
are the ones that are going to hurt people.
Every single state would put in their own candidates, and I suggested that Teacher of the Year, the academic, is a good place to look, only because they're underappreciated and underpaid. And you pick the Teachers of the Year, and they're good people, usually.
I'm sure they are.
And put them in for Congress, for everything.
I'm all for getting the lawyers out of Washington, D.C. I am.
I very strongly say absolutely no lawyers, realtors, mortgage brokers.
Paula,
ourunitedparty.com. It's spelled out exactly who to get.
Okay, Paula. I still have more questions for you.
Absolutely. But you have to watch. You have to look at.
I don't have to do anything.
You have to watch the video.
Let's see. So you've picked Joe Lieberman as your presidential candidate. Slow down there. I want to just throw this question out. You've picked Joe Lieberman as your presidential candidate. What is it? I mean, does the party have any founding principles? Does it have any basic tenets?
But see, this is the whole thing. I truly spell it out. I mean, I'm you know, this is a well thought out thing. I wouldn't be spending.
Oh, I'm taking your word for that. I just want to know what some of the founding tenets are. What does the party stand for? Go ahead.
Us.
It stands for us.
But I really, you know,
but I'm different from Joe.
The whole United thing.
You've got to meet a criteria. Okay, what I said in the beginning of the video is, if you're 18 to 98 years old, you love your country, you speak English, and you make under $260,000 a year, except for radio talk show hosts, because they're trying to kill them. The powers
trying to get us off the air.
So they're the exceptions. And
why $260,000? Why? I mean, it seems a little arbitrary.
I picked that amount because, in my opinion, if you make under that, you cannot be a power to be. If you make over that, and you know how to fool around with the you know, the government and how to hide things and whatever, it's possible. So I just picked a number as $260,000.
Well, now, hold on a second. Don't you think Joe Lieberman makes more than $260,000 a year?
The only reason I picked him is because of what's going on now. And if we are to get a party off the ground, and this present election just wipe everybody out, there has to be an arbitrary person that I picked. Now, I am not married to the man. I do not know basically anything about him. I've never met him.
But
the only reason, again, I picked him is because he's bipartisan. He's scandal-free.
I think he is a scandal, personally. I mean, the guy wants to ban violent video games. He's a nut job.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about...
He's also a big government freak and a commie.
He ran as an independent for Connecticut.
That doesn't mean anything.
He did,
When he ran as an independent for Connecticut, if he had any bimbos in his closet or gerbils in his cage...
I don't know. You know what?
I would agree with you that he's scandal-free from that end.
When it comes to politics and the election... It would seem to me most important that someone actually have some principles to stand on. And it doesn't sound to me like your party actually has any principle. Let me just give you a little bit of information about myself for a quick moment here. I revoked my membership in the Libertarian Party. I had a life membership in that party, and I revoked it last week because I've pretty much come to the conclusion that, first of all, the Libertarian Party no longer adheres to the principles that it once did. It doesn't resemble the party that I joined, so I'm very disappointed with it. But also that politics just generally isn't going to solve any problem. So I don't think I'm a very good prospect for your party. I think that, you know, I wish you the best of luck in putting this together and trying to change things, but it seems to me that we're going to have more success changing things outside of politics by encouraging people, instead of encouraging them into politics and encouraging them to join political parties, instead encouraging them to simply pronounce their freedom and start keeping the money that they earn and live like free
people.
Stop
paying your taxes.
Yeah, stop paying taxes to the government.
A favor and look at my website and my video, and then let me call back, and I can have a better conversation.
You can call back any old time you want. I can't guarantee I'll watch your video, though. Thank you, Paula, for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Look, it's not that she's not a nice lady. I'm sure she makes very nice cookies.
A lot of people want, talk about unity and that kind of thing. You know, we're bipartisan, people working together. The last thing I want is the criminals and thieves in Washington, D.C. working together.
Mm.
I like the idea that they're, at each other's throats.
But they're not really. They are pretty much working together.
I don't think so. When they do work together, it hurts us.
They want you to think they're at each other's throats, but they're not really.
I disagree.
Look at them. Dude, I mean, Bill Clinton and George Bush are palling around together. I mean, if that doesn't tell you something, that there is no divide between these people, that should be, it should be crystal clear there. But, you know,
I think there's a divide.
She sounds like a nice lady. I'm not a prospect for politics at all, though. Sorry about that. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around.